And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you, here with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. Have any questions, comments, concerns for him, give us a call, 75-537-1350. Andrew will be glad to patch you through. And Kevin, we were talking about some accreditation visits over the break. I thought you'd expand on that for us.
Yeah, we're excited to say that this last year, well, I'd say excited, it was a stressful year because of it. We're duly accredited by the Association of Biblical Higher Education and also regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. So we carry two accreditations, which few small private colleges like us do. And we had both of those organizations visit this year for affirmation visits. And for those who are in the academic world know how intense those processes are. And we had ABHE in the fall, and we were reaffirmed for 10 more years, which is very positive, with nothing to report on. So that meant we had a very good report, and they were very pleased with what they saw. And then the Higher Learning Commission came in the spring, and we are 4 years into a 10-year affirmation with the Higher Learning Commission, and we're on their new standard pathway. They reorganized a few years ago, which means that we have a 4-year checkup, and we just went through that 4-year checkup, but we had to write the full report anyway. And that visit went very well. It's not been formally approved yet, but we've seen the report the team made to the commission, and it was very positive, and we met all the standards, and that's something significant for us as a small private college. We're very pleased to know that we are accredited as a Bible college, but also regionally with Higher Learning Commission, just like K-State, KU, Fort Hays State, and so we're proud of being able to have both of those accreditations, and Greg DeLord, our Vice President for Academics, was the general who led that effort. There were many on staff who helped him, and he always gives credit to them as well, but he really helped lead it, and we're proud to say that, you know, we're reaffirmed for the ABHE for 10 more years and still have 6 more years with Higher Learning Commission and in good standing with both organizations, and that's kind of that good housekeeping stamp of approval on what we do as a college, and we're proud to have that, and just something that was a significant accomplishment this year with 2 in 1 year.
And as you mentioned, probably something that's pretty difficult for a lot of other small private Christian colleges like yours to show that you have that sort of flexibility.
Yeah, a lot of similar colleges to us that, you know, that would be affiliated and really the same as us have dropped ABHE and only done regional. And we felt it is important for us to keep both of those and to do the work. And for example, our self-study for ABHE was 125, 130 pages long, and then thousands of pages of documents and support. So it's an intense process and something we're proud of that we've been able to accomplish that and continue to hold both of those.
Looking over some other things, Vision 360, can you talk a little bit about what that's about?
Yeah, we had our 4th annual Vision 360 banquet, and that's a banquet that we hold in the spring, and we had 300 in attendance. And the purpose of that event is to really give a 360-degree view of the impact of MCC. Not only in the past, we give away our alumni award winners, and that's how we feature some of what has been happening around the world through the graduates of MCC. We kind of highlight our present by giving away our student awards, and we let people see a little bit of what those students are like. And that also is a glimpse of the future when you see who our students are and what they have in mind to do for the future. And it is a fundraising banquet for us. And this year we raised just over $150,000 that night. And so we're very thankful for all of those who stood with us. And not long before that, we had a Thankful Thunder Day. And as we were talking during the break as well, that was March 15th. And that day, the purpose of it is to share with our donors the importance that they play and to say, we are very thankful for you. It also shares with our students the important role our donors play. You know, the public institutions in town, as USD 383 said right before I was on, are in very tight times, and they're waiting to hear what comes out of the state and how the state responds because of the funding that they have lost. MCC will celebrate 90 years in September 12th of this year. We'll be 90 years old, and we've never received any funding from the state. And so we've always lived without that, and the people who the way we fill that gap between state funding and what it really costs to go to MCC is through many faithful donors. And they are the partners who, right now, that percentage is, they provide about 30% of what it costs to attend MCC, and the students pay 70%. And so those donors are really important to us, and we have the Vision 360 to thank those who partner with us and also to ask more to partner with us as well. And it's been a good event that we started again, like I said, 4 years ago, and I think the event just keeps getting better, keeps telling the story about MCC, because one of the things I've realized since I've been at MCC is that it's one of the best-kept secrets in Manhattan, Kansas. And, you know, people, when they drive by, think they're looking to the north at K-State's campus and often don't see us to the south. But It is really a campus with a great impact, and we want to tell that story. So that's the purpose of the night. We believe it was a very successful night, and many of the people who've partnered with us again on our Next Generation campaign are a part of that night as well, because that's where we have introduced that campaign. And so it's exciting to see what that has done, and was one of the highlights of the year again.
Now, is MCC, you said no state funding. Any federal funding MCC
no.
ever gets?
So just no,
purely
we don't.
Donor?
Just purely donor support. Now, our students can get Title IV funds, okay. You know, from the federal government and some state aid from a need-based perspective, but we don't get any. And so we've lived without it and have been able to, you know, to hang in there through the years. There have been some thin years, just like the public institutions face, you know, because ours... just like their tax dollars reflect on when the economy goes down, that also affects giving. And when the farm economy's down and the oil economy's down, there's some double whammies some of those years. And I can even remember my senior year back in 1986 at MCC. We faced a really tough year and that followed on for a few years. And it was due to a down economy and our donors just weren't able to give what they had before. So they're a part of what we do, and that's why we want to thank them very much.
And going back to what you were saying just a second ago with the students being able to
Title IV funds, that's Pell okay. Grants, student loans, okay. Those types of things.
And isn't that kind of a recent development, I think, or has that always kind of been?
That's always been a part of it. Yeah, it always has been.
Okay. Looking at a couple other things, athletics, a lot of success there, I'm reading.
Yeah, when you look over the last year, our men's soccer team went to the Nationals for the 20th straight year. That's a significant accomplishment. They were regional champs, which is, I think, also about the 20th year in that range as well. And they continue to qualify for Nationals and have success and are in the top five, if not the top eight, but on average in the top five in the nation every year, and we're proud of that program. Our men's basketball won conference championship, run the third year in a row a regional championship, and went to Nationals. They stumbled in the first game, which didn't help, but they had a great season and are proud of their accomplishment. Our women's basketball team went 15-12 and was runner-up at some of the conference championship, but that's a great turnaround. They're kind of rebuilding. We've had some struggles with that program from related internally with a coach who had a serious illness and then a player who had a severe accident and ended up losing her life. And so that program's been rebuilding. Last year they were 6-20. This year we're 15-12. And so Coach Winger,
great improvement,
has done a great job of turning that team around and taking on the challenge, and we're proud of them. And once again, women's volleyball also went to Nationals and finished their season there really well. They've been in that top eight in the nation the last 5 to 10 years as well. And Lauren Wilson, one of our players on that team, won the Game Plan for Life Character Award, given away by the National Christian College Athletic Association for the Division II volleyball. And so she won that award nationally, and we're very proud of that for her. So, and we're starting tennis this year, so next year we'll be able to talk about what our tennis team's done.
All right, very good. We just got about a minute left, Kevin. I think there was some – you wanted to talk about some mission trips real quick.
Yeah, real quick. Our students literally go all over the world in the summer, and they go to just individual internships at camps, but also missions. And one specific trip this year is our professor in intercultural studies and his wife, Dave and Jen Comperi, are leading a team of about 8 or 9 students who will be going for 8 weeks to minister to the Syrian refugees in Greece. And I'm excited to hear what they get exposed to and what they get to do. That team's raised over $60,000 to go, but that shares the heartbeat of the student at MCC. They want to make a difference.
Very exciting, and we'll be excited to